Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. Recently, people have been asking me what I'm doing because I can't lift weights and do my normal bike rides because of my pacemaker surgery. I honestly think most people overthink everything and create their own inaction by getting too frustrated when things don't go the way they want. I could get pissed off that I can't train like I did a month ago, but what good would that do? Instead, I created a new habit and a new challenge. As I mentioned the other day, my new challenge is to walk and get more steps. When you're starting a new habit, you are going to fall a lot before it becomes automatic. But the only way you rewire your brain to make it a routine is by doing it the next day, and the next day, and the next day. The reps add up. And next thing you know, you're on track again. People get too hung up on the past. But the past doesn't have too much to offer you when you screw up. Relax. Focus on the new task. And that's how you don't let your future be determined by what's already done. Now, let's get to today's tips. Do your taste buds seemingly shift from wanting healthy foods to craving more sugar on the weekend? The reason could be your bedtime routine. Research suggests improving your sleep hygiene can help reduce the amount of sugar you eat and reduce the total calories and fat you eat on a daily basis. Unlike so many studies, this revelation was an accidental finding. The researchers weren't actively trying to get the participants to eat less sugar. They examined people who slept less than 7 hours per night, gave them tips on how to improve sleep quality. This included tips like sleeping in a cooler room temperature, avoiding caffeine before bed, following the same schedule every night, limiting screen time, and other things like that. And then the researchers checked to see if sleep or behaviors changed. The tips helped people sleep 50 minutes to 1.5 hours more, resulting in them eating nearly 200 fewer calories per day and about 10 grams less sugar. And it happened without making any diet recommendations. Other research suggests sleep deprivation triggers brain changes that increase your hunger hormones while turning off the hormone that makes you feel full. The combination could be part of the reason why weekend eating tends to be much different and can offset all your hard work during the week. To keep on the topic, exercise and diet get all the attention, but solving sleep is easily one of the healthiest things you can do for your body. We don't believe in magic pills, but some changes lead to undeniable results. And better mattress is your best bet when it comes to improving your rest. That's why we recommend the 8 Sleep Pod. It's scientifically proven to help you fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer, and have a better night of sleep. It's easy to make big claims, but much harder to have studies to back it up. And 8 Sleep has both. 8 Sleep created a mattress cover that goes on your mattress like a fitted sheet and controls the temperature of your mattress anywhere from 55 to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. It allows you to set a different temperature on each side of the bed to terminate all the old arguments between couples about the room's temperature. It wakes you up by slowly heating up and vibrating when you use the alarm feature, which is much more pleasant than that phone sound from your nightstand. And it tracks your sleep heart rate and heart rate variability without you having to wear anything. It works, and Daniel has been a paying customer since the beginning. We know it's expensive and not for everyone, but it's also an investment in one of the most important aspects of your health. So when the opportunity to get a discount for the village came up, we jumped at the chance because we love the product and know it can make a big difference. If you've struggled with sleep, this could be the change you've been looking for. On average, pod users see their sleep quality improved by 32% after just 1 month on the pod. Go to 8sleep.com/pumpclub to to save $200 off the pod by 8Sleep. Be sure to use the code Pump Club at checkout. If you get 8Sleep, it will give you the type of rest you've always wanted. Let's talk about what you eat after your workout. If your post-workout routine includes collagen, it might be time for a protein upgrade. New research suggests collagen does not support muscle recovery despite potential training benefits. Collagen is a popular supplement for hair, skin, and nails, but also for joint recovery. So researchers tested whether it helps you recover from intense exercise. For 12 weeks, participants performed resistance training and cardio and supplemented with 15 grams of collagen peptides, 7.5 grams before and after the workout, or a placebo. While the study found some improvements in performance, such as maximal force and counter movement jump height, the benefits you expect were non-existent. Those taking collagen did not see any improvements in soreness, fatigue, or recovery, and collagen didn't improve body composition either. If you want to improve training performance, taking whey or plant-based protein might be more helpful. Whey or plant proteins are most cost-effective, and they have been shown to improve training, recovery, muscle gain, and body composition. Finally, if you're not a fan of pills and powders, the right foods can still take care of most of your bodily needs. Researchers found that eating fermented foods improves your gut health significantly. The microbiome continues to be one of the most studied aspects of the human body, and the supplement business is benefiting directly. Gut health and probiotic products are now a multi-billion dollar industry, even though we still have more questions than answers about how well some supplements work. The good news, adding a few foods to your grocery list can help deliver the desired changes. The scientists found that fermented foods such as yogurt, kefir, fermented cottage cheese, kimchi, fermented vegetables, and kombucha improved microbial diversity, immune health, and lowered inflammation. The results were seen by those who ate a serving of fermented foods daily for 10 weeks. Just another reminder that even though most health changes seem like a big hurdle, small changes, such as adding some new foods to your diet, can significantly improve your health. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build a positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.